nation has come.
So they will shout it loud.
Hallelujah.
Oh yeah.
Let all of that is here.
Let the whole world know.
Let the whole world know.
Our salvation is here.
Our salvation has come.
You gotta tell somebody now.
Tell somebody. Save somebody.
Let him hear.
Let him hear.
The glad tidings.
The glad tidings. Tell somebody. Save somebody from the judgment of the world. Our God reigns. Let your lover is here.
Let the whole world know.
Let the whole world know. Our salvation has come.
This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. We thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
Oh, my viewers out there, I bless you with the blessing of heaven. The joy of heaven come upon you. As you are watching and listening to my voice tonight, I have great message to give unto you and the whole nation of the world. I've come with the gospel of hope unto a hopeless generation. I say I've come with the gospel of hope unto a hopeless generation. Today, no one can look into the future with any air of confidence or hope. What you have, what you find, when you look around you, you see a world that is in shambles. You see a world that is totally corrupt. You see a world that is unpeaceful, hopelessly running into ruin and self-annihilation. That's what is everywhere. But I've come with a message of hope. The title of my message is Our Last Hope. But I want to assure you, you that believe the gospel of the seven kingdom, you shall not remain without a hope. And I want to assure you that your hope has come.
Amen.
Somebody saying that God reigneth.
Our God reigneth.
I say your hope has come.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And this is why God is calling. Because of the deplorable situation of the human race, in which the human race is. God is calling. Say, turn unto me. O ye ends of the earth, I shall save you. Turn unto me. O ye ends of the earth, I shall save you. Our modern world seems completely alienated from God of heaven. The whole world is perishing. Government and religion. I'm here to talk about divine intervention. I have to talk about the hope which we have as a people. In all of this, God is saying, repent, stop all your nuclear threats. Stop! For I've descended my throne and kingdom, which rules over all things.
Oh God, reign it!
That is the seeming solution. Intervention must come from above. And God is saying, like you have it, Psalm 103, verse 19, he says, God has prepared this throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all things. Now, the throne of heaven and the kingdom of heaven, which rules over all things, has now descended. And this is the hope we have. As a people, hopeless generation, the divine intervention is the descended throne of the kingdom of God. So before man annihilates himself, God has descended his throne to reverse these negative trends that man will not annihilate itself. Now we'll talk about God's intervention. And you must appreciate God for that. God has prepared to bring peace into our generation. That's the hope I stand to preach to you. God has promised in his word that he is going to stop wars to the end of the earth. Turn your Bible to Psalm 46, verse 9 and 10. I read from here. Verse 9. It says, God maketh war to cease unto the end of the earth. Are you rejoicing now?
Yes.
Are you praising God now?
Oh God, really?
I'm talking about the hope now.
Oh yes.
I'm talking about what God has determined, has promised to bring upon this generation. God says, I'm going to make wars cease to the end. God says, he will break the bow and cut it the spear in asunder. He burned the chariots in fire. All these weapons of man's destruction, Christ, God says, I will break them. I will burn them up with fire. Only God can do it. God is sovereign. Because it is written, when you talk about peace, 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 peace is absent of war. Peace is absent of war. Only God of heaven can bring about peace. And that is in his written word. I want you to take note. Psalm 46, verses 9 and 10. See, God makes war, warfare, to cease. Almighty God. A mighty God. The God that sits upon the throne. He says he will use, oh God, his supremacy, his transcendent power of the throne to make war cease at the end. He says he will break all weapons of destruction, all chemical weapons. God says, I will break the bow and cut the spear in asunder. I will burn the chariots, that is all these terrible pile up of nuclear, that is the nuclear rearmament now. That's what they're busy. God says, I will destroy them. I will destroy all these weapons. God says, I will destroy weapons. You destroy war. Shout amen, hallelujah.
Oh God, reign it.
He will make war since the end. And God says, He will break all instruments and weapons of warfare, the atomic bomb, the nuclear weapons, the chemical weapons, and all the nuclear heads will be destroyed and be consumed. Oh, yes. Only God can do that. But by what process is God going to do all this? It is by the process of the established throne of kingdom of heaven upon the earth.
Our God reigneth.
The kingdom and authority which God of heaven has delivered unto me. I am the possessor of the keys and rulership of the kingdom of God on earth. I am the recipient.
Yes.
You must all know that. That's why I make bold to announce to you that this kingdom is our only hope of survival in a decadent society that is already condemned to them. See, we are not without hope. Every believer of my voice, every believer of the kingdom message, which I've been commanded to preach, and which I'm preaching with all vehemence, and all available resources given to me. If you believe and come under this throne, you shall escape judgment.
Friends, you've been listening to the message of another comforter, Priest King Olutomole Universe, preaching and inviting all the beloved of the Lord into the descended throne of kingdom of God now on earth. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at this end time. Luke chapter 17 verse 26. Therefore, believe and be saved today, you and your household. For your salvation, God bless you.
For inquiry, our contact address is
109
Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo, Lagos.
You can visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. Our WhatsApp number is 0806-648-7203.